Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi, we actually have an apology, or I have an apology to make. I sense that we've neglected our audio boo audience. I don't know how many there are of you out there, but we haven't actually put together a podcast for ages, have we, Rachel? We've no real excuse, have we?
We can use the fact that I've been in an accident. So let's
blame
that.
Rachel has been in an accident, and we've had other commitments. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so there's been the medical aspect to consider, and also we have other commitments as well, Rachel, don't we? As all successful women, about time to. But anyway, we're here. So this afternoon we're going to discuss, and this is kind of on the back of, well, my personal experience, and I guess most other women's personal experience. The subject of women overreacting occasionally to things that their men folks say to them.
Do you know what the big problem is, actually, with that? It's going to say it just now. But I think it's that when women speak, we expect men to hear something completely different. And then they don't. And then it just causes World War III.
We do. And we also expect them to react in certain ways. And that's certainly the case with me.
I expect certain reactions.
If you do something or if you say something, you expect it to be a given that a certain, you know, set and load of thought process is going on in your man's head. And when it becomes apparent that they're not, that's when I go into what I call my storming hoofty mode. When if there is a door around, it will get slammed.
Oh, yeah. I think the best reaction, though, is, you know, when you sit there and then there's the whole, what's wrong? And that, you know, you go back and forth, nothing's wrong. Obviously, something is wrong.
I know, and I do hate. I hate myself for that, you know, because I do I do it all the time, that kind of, what's wrong? Nothing. And I think, why are you saying that? Because there's something wrong. And what it means is, you should know what's wrong. The fact that you're even asking me what's wrong makes it even more wrong.
I'm quite good at it. I mean, you know me. You know that I do like to talk. So if someone invites me to, ask me what's wrong, that's kind of inviting me to just start a conversation. So that usually ends up in a row, rather, because I like to get it all out. Really. Occasionally I do that, you know, what's wrong, nothing, and, you know, do the whole, there obviously is malarkey, but I try not to, because I'd rather just say it and have a row.
Yeah, I mean, there are times, I think, when you need to have a row, things have come to a head, but I think a lot of the time, I'm quite happy just to kind of paste over the cracks, really, because a lot of the time, I think things can get out of hand, and you can start, you know, they can escalate into something there's kind of not really justified if it's something like leaving socks on the floor or something.
But then again, little things don't tend, as you know anyway, little things don't tend to bother me. I can overlook little things quite easily.
Well, me too.
I mean, I suppose I think once you're with someone for a while, it can be, you know.
Well, exactly. Then it becomes symptomatic of a bigger issue, usually, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if there's something simmering below the surface that you don't sort of go to, or go, you know, a place that you don't want to go to, you will look at something like the leaving the socks on the carpet or on the bedroom floor, and that becomes the niggle for something bigger. But that's something altogether
separate.
Separate, yeah, and probably a topic for another day, but I don't like to do that. I don't like to sort of do the old, oh, nothing's wrong, but I do find myself doing it. And I think it's probably what you're talking about, Rach. I think it's because I think if I open my mouth, stuff's going to come out that actually shouldn't come out. Should just stay there.
Yeah. I think it depends on the other person as well, because if someone, I've been... like people you know, and they sometimes take things in the wrong context when you come out and say things.
But that's so the problem.
I think it does depend on the person.
I guess so. We're coming up to 5 minutes there, Rach.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Do you want to say goodbye?
I'm going to say goodbye. You say goodbye, Rach.
Goodbye. You don't have to prompt me.
Goodbye.